FCP, Federal Credit Union, their president, Chrissy Siders, joins us this morning. Thanks for stopping by, Chrissy.
Sure. How are you this morning?
Well, we're pretty good. How you guys doing?
We are good as well.
Getting set to, or at least looking at reopening. What's the plan?
We are, you know, as the governor continues to open up more industries, that means more people out and about and more people needing our services. And so we're looking at going back to our normal drive-through hours on May 18th. So, you know, the 7:30 to 6 o'clock time frame. So we had previously reduced our hours to 10:30 to 5:30, but our drive-throughs just continue to be a bit overwhelmed with the volume of transactions. And so we're actually going to go back on May 18th to that 7:30 to 6 time frame for drive-throughs only. And then we're hoping to be able to actually open our branches June 1st. Although certainly there will be some limitations at some of our branches, good social distancing, masks worn, those types of things.
Are you meeting with customers now? What, on an appointment basis, or?
Yeah, to some extent. Mostly the majority of our members actually use the drive-through right now, and we're pretty much doing just about everything inside of the drive-through. If there's special things like a notary that's needed, you know, the members can come in. Of course, you know, we require them to wear a mask. We wear a mask. We've also purchased some protective shields to kind of be in between our employees and the members. And then if there's a loan, you know, a mortgage perhaps or something like that, then that department is setting up appointments to meet with members individually right now.
I know the last time I drove by over in Clinton, that the drive-through was chaotic. That's been pretty busy.
Oh my goodness, it's been crazy. We have encouraged members to use our online channels. You know, we certainly have a home branching. We have a mobile app where you can pretty much do anything on it, including deposit checks. We have ATMs where you can, you know, withdraw cash, and so we've been encouraging that. But some members just really enjoy the drive-through, and so what we're typically seeing is on a Friday or on the first or a third of the month, which are typically our busiest days, our drive-thrus have been lined up, you know, five lanes deep and all the way around to Clinton Road about an hour before we actually open. And that's pretty much been the story just about at every other branch as well. It's clear that our members love us and we love them. And it's hard to go not seeing each other for that long period of time. So we're definitely seeing some busyness at those drive-thru branches.
Well, as I recall, Chrissy, you were one of the first ones that really gave your customers or your members some relief with some of their loan payments. You were able to hold off on those.
Yeah, we did. We early on in late March, you know, we were getting some questions from members wanting to, you know, defer their payments because they were being laid off or their business was closing. And so we just made the decision to just kind of across the board advance members' due dates to June. And so members have not had to make a payment in April or May on their loans with us. And about 30,000 members took advantage of that. You know, some members wanted to continue to pay, which is great. We appreciate that. But about 30,000 of our members actually were able to take advantage of the no payments till June, you know, deferral. So it was really neat. And then, you know, we had another, you know, 350 or so members take advantage of deferring their mortgage payments. And we had some business members as well that were able to take advantage of it. So we've heard that it's been a great help for them, take some weight off of, you know, their shoulders. And that was really what we were aiming for, was to reduce some of the burden and to carry it for them.
Certainly a stressful time in your industry. What have been the biggest challenges?
By far, you know, I continue to say this. Actually, our industry is going to be on a call with the governor tomorrow. And, you know, one of the things that I think people fail to recognize is just truly how essential our business is. And we certainly aren't fighting, you know, the virus on the front lines. But, you know, people need access to their financial services. And, you know, we never closed this entire thing. And to be honest with you, we've been busier through this than we were probably if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. Because when those stimulus payments dropped, you know, they dropped to your financial institution. And so, you know, in one day we had, you know, $23 million worth of stimulus payments coming in to 12,000 members. And that creates just a dash to our branches. And then we took part in the PPP loans, those Paycheck Protection Program loans that were meant to help businesses retain their staff. And so for us, what that does is that makes more individuals come to us. And so we have been we call our tellers and our loan reps and every other employee that's been working, our frontline employees, we are truly essential to our economy.
No doubt about that. What have you seen with the bailout money? I'm sure some customers got it before others, and that has created some issues.
Yeah, what I've been referring to it as is very well-intentioned legislation that came down. It definitely was needed. But what we've learned is, when legislation is coming down this quickly, that doesn't have a lot of answers and hasn't really been well vetted, we ran into what we ran into with the round one of the PPP loans, where it appeared like large businesses were getting loans and not necessarily the small businesses that needed it. And what we've seen in round two is a much different story. I believe the median loan amount for the PPP loans went from 200 and some thousand to 70,000 in round two. And so we definitely had that happen where members, missed out on round one. We worked our hardest to get everything set up in that two-week period in between round one and round two to ensure that the rest of our members were able to get their PPP loans secured. And as of today, the funds are still not, haven't run out from round two. But we're definitely noticing people are a little bit on edge, a little bit frustrated, and it's natural. This is not normal for us, and so people aren't necessarily acting their normal self. And so we're really just trying to find a way to deliver on that purpose, mission, vision, and value that we have of inspiring the pursuit of a life well lived, coming alongside our members, to help them write this part of their life story. And really, we recognize that this is a legacy-defining moment for many businesses and members, and we just want to help be part of that in the good and the bad.
You guys have always been about it. Education, do you think consumers will learn from this that might be wise to save a little bit of money?
Yeah, I think what we've recognized is people are being very attentive to their financial situation right now. And so, I think what I see is the majority of our members being incredibly responsible, taking advantage of what they can and need to, but then also just really trying to be responsible, in a fiscal sense and just in a health sense as well. And, we have some of the best members in Jackson. And so I'm a little biased, but I think they're all pretty good from that standpoint.
Yours is a pretty amazing story because you started as a teller and now you're a president. That doesn't happen often.
I did. It's my favorite story to tell, and I tell it to every new hire that comes in because I want them to understand that, I'm not always going to be sitting here. And so if they have aspirations and they really believe in that purpose of ours to inspire, the pursuit of a life well lived, that they certainly can transition from that part-time teller, which is what I came in at almost 22 years ago. May 21st is my anniversary here.
Wow.
I started in 1998, 22 years ago. And, I was able to grow into the person that I am today through a lot of mistakes and a lot of good and some great leadership along the way, and really just working for an amazing organization in our community. So I tell everybody that could be them too.
Chrissy Siders from CPE Federal Credit Union. And so you hope June 1st is the date?
Yeah, June 1st for the branches to open is what we're hoping for. Of course, we're going to stay attuned to the stay home order, but we also will be increasing our drive through hours on May 18th. So that will make it a little bit better, as it relates to some of the backlog we've got in the drive throughs.
Chrissy, thanks for stopping by. Stay safe and keep in touch.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Take care. Chrissy Siders, CP Federal Credit Union.